You know who he is. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Anyway, I have a temporary partner. She should be here in a few minutes.
She? Should I be jealous?
Negative. She's a dyke.
Oh, really racist? Well, guess who else is? Your girlfriend. And me. And Albert Einstein. And Woody Allen.
I said dyke.
Oh. Ew. The Don and Mike Show. Pick up on this.
Right.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
What is this song? Where's the melody, Don?
Push it, Robbie.
I have a shocking mane of red hair.
Oh, my. It's been a long time.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I don't know where these tapes came from.
Would you like a cigar?
No, Ewing finally showed up. He was a little bit late, but...
I don't know why the American Chopper guy is on the same bank as...
Maybe we could go out for a drink.
Wow.
The old program director.
Pipe down. I like it discreet. Goodbye.
All right, goodbye to you. On the Newsmaker hotline, here is Nancy Tiemann, who is a demon with semen. She has the nude cruise.
Ah.
I love cruising. I've been on about 5 or 6 cruises.
You got to go on one of these.
There is no better way to vacation, friends, than going on a cruise.
You almost sounded like a travel guy yourself there.
Friends, let me tell you, I'm here to tell you.
The Don and Mike cruise will be cruising with 100 of our most smelly listeners.
You think we could do a Bare Necessities cruise? Naked? Naked?
I don't know. Let's find out. Is she on the phone, Nancy? Nancy?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
I know. Here is Nancy Tiemann, and she's the president of Bare Necessities, and they have... all nude cruises.
It's clothing optional, right, Nancy?
That's correct.
Do you have people that go on the nude cruises and they're fully clothed the whole time?
No. Clothing optional tends to mean that, you know, clothing is optional in that if you don't feel comfortable in a certain situation without clothes, you're welcome to wear clothes.
What about now, Nancy? As I mentioned, I've been cruising a few times, and I know that there's always the nice big formal dining room.
Uh-huh.
Like in the case of that.
I'd be curious about that.
Dinner. Sure. Can you go to dinner naked?
No, that is the one area that we have to be addressed on board the ship.
Oh, good.
Sorry, I will not be booking my cruise.
Oh, see, I quite the opposite.
If I cannot eat in the nude.
quite the opposite. Now sign me up.
Well,
that's what I was just picturing people, you know, in that big formal cruise ship dining room.
Yeah. What about in the cabin?
Naked.
What about
well,
in the
there's three or four other places around most cruise ships that you can dine more informally, and you're welcome to be nude there.
We can go now.
Like in the cafeteria, like in the cafeteria area, right?
Sort of the self-serve areas, uh-huh.
Self-serve
so
areas.
Speak.
How about do they have the midnight buffet?
Oh.
Yes.
What is the deal with the midnight buffet? Do you come naked to that, or?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Wow.
Do you have the rock climbing wall? I said rock.
All right.
We haven't had one of those on one of our cruise ships yet.
Now, is this based in any way in sensuality, or is this strictly one of those by-the-board nudist things?
Well, you know, your question is one that I get asked often.
Thank you.
Are people having...
Thank you. I take that as a compliment.
Are people having sex on board your cruises? And the only way I can answer that is that I would certainly hope so.
Okay. All right. So
cool.
But here's the deal. And Nancy, let me see if I can get a little more specific with you. When you think of this, because we've been in and around nudists. Maybe that didn't sound quite right. For a very long time. But, you know, you think of a nude cruise, I think of a place like a hedonism. Tell me what the differences are.
Well, you know, hedonism is a little bit different in that they welcome most behaviors. They it's kind of a free-for-all at hedonism.
Right.
It's not a product that I sell in my company. So, you know, one of you said that you've been on a lot of cruises, and, you know, the demographics on our cruise charters are much the same as on a regular sailing, other than our passengers might tend to be a little bit younger, perhaps, but aside from the...
What about kids?
There's no children.
Glad to hear that.
No children at all. I guess so. So
glad to hear that.
If you're on a cruise and like you're out by the hot tub and the spirit moves you and it's clothing optional. I mean, do people would they exercise the same discretion that they would on a normal cruise, or would they just go at it by the pool?
They would exercise the same discretion.
Okay.
And speaking of exercise, treadmills, Stairmasters. You do all that nude, of course, with tennis shoes, but may you exercise nude on the ship?
Certainly welcome to, absolutely.
And what is the attraction other than seeing people naked? I mean, obviously, you hear nudists talk about the freedom and the fact that it's – what makes it better?
Well, you know, that's, again, another interesting question. And, you know, people say why, and I say why not.
Thank you. Mike had an interesting question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our cruises, I think, from my standpoint,
thanks, everyone.
I can only tell you my experience. I think they're real equalizers. You know, with the absence of clothing comes the difficulty to tell, you know, the Fortune 500 CEO from the soccer mom from the Presbyterian minister.
Now, ma'am, not to go down a dirty road, because that's a road we don't like going down. I'm going to ask you a question about men and about men in water. That I know that if a man happens to be in a shower in a pool, when the man gets out, if he's wearing trunks, the opposite. A full-grown man will appear to have the genitals of a 2-year-old boy.
It's a shrinkage issue.
Oh, I see. Opposite.
Did they just delete that out? Because she said erection? Hold on.
Can I say that on the radio?
Well, we're going to find out. Find out each and every day.
We're going to check.
Was that dumped?
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't say that word.
Why? Listen, this is where I get off today, if you'll pardon the pun. Seriously.
We have to find out what the rules are. We have to find out
you
exactly.
Can't, she's not talking about... She said if the man had an erection.
I know what she said.
What is the rule?
You can't say that word.
That's like on our big list of everything?
Give me your dictionary. I'll give you the Webster's Dictionary definition of it. Thank you. Don't look it up. Don't IM anybody. Hold on. Sorry, everybody. Didn't mean to lose it.
Certainly.
But I hate that little light going on.
It's upsetting. It's frustrating.
E-R-E-C-T-I-O-N.
Hey, we're going to school right now.
PQ equal erstwhile.
It wouldn't be. It would be before erstwhile.
Yep. Ergo erection. E-R-E. Okay. Erection. The act or process of erecting.
Mm-hmm.
Construction. The state marketed by firm, turgid form and exact position of a previously flaccid body part. An occurrence of a state in the penis. The dirty one is not even until the third one in Webster's Dictionary.
Right, right.
You mean to tell me if I'm driving past the Washington Monument, I can't say that's quite an erection?
Yes, you can. You can say that. Well, you know what we can't say?
What?
He had an. And that's what she said.
Ah.
Yeah.
Thanks for reminding me just how bad CBS radio sucks.
Well, okay. It's also, is it now, is it CBS or is it the FCC?
No, this is a CBS thing, Mike.
The CBS thing?
The FCC has not, that's not on a banned list.
Right.
This is CBS doing what they do better.
Yeah, they're
being fearful,
right?
Being cowardly,
mm-hmm.
and trying to make sure that you're covering all fires,
right?
So that
right.
nothing happens.
For goodness. Was this in our book? Our book, our big book that we,
okay.
our 400-page book that we were supposed to memorize.
Book. All right. Well, listen, you can't say that word. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Nancy. We just did a lot of research.
Well, what did you come up with?
Yeah, we can't say it. It's not necessarily the law. But it is the company's law, so that's why we were deleted.
Well.
Yeah. But he was saying the opposite of what you were saying. Instead of large, it would be
yes,
small.
Yes, yes. If a man gets, thank you, Mike, for helping me get back on track. Mm-hmm. If a man gets into a swimming pool, I referenced the episode of Seinfeld.
Right.
Where George gets out of the pool, and the lady sees him changing his trunks, and he does not have an erection.
Now, that'll get it too, right? Won't it?
And,
I don't know.
And what was the question?
Yeah, you were talking about shrinkage.
The question was, for a man, uh-huh. how embarrassing is it, does it happen, where a man will get out of a pool and will say, or anyone says, you know, wow, your genitals are very small. I mean,
it doesn't happen, right?
I mean we kind of lost.
Do people talk on a nude cruise? Do people actually? Is it completely ignored? Is it really that you're just walking around naked? Nobody really makes a point about it. Does anybody ever discuss things like body parts?
It's really not an issue like you're making it. No, it's not. It's really more about body acceptance, and it's not about.
I apologize.
That's all right. It tends to be an American thing. We tend to be a lot more uptight about this.
We were really on a roll before they started deleting us out. And what I was trying to get to is a guy that's on the cruise, have you ever heard of a guy maybe who just like in a comedic way got out of the swimming pool and all of his friends laughed and said...
Yeah, has that ever happened? You know, and he references his body parts?
No, I've never experienced that in my 17 years.
You know, when I was reading about your Bare Necessities cruises... It seems to me that you guys just, it almost makes me feel like we're the ones that are kind of like overreacting because, we're like little kids almost laughing at body parts when you guys maybe don't make that big a deal about it.
Well, like I said, it's pretty much a non-issue. It's, but it tends to be something that we as the American culture tend to be a little bit more uptight about and can't seem to quite get past being funny about it.
Here's a question, and this is a nudist question more than a cruise question.
Uh-huh.
But you talk about the fact that you guys don't make a big deal about it. I've always thought that part of the whole thing about attraction and getting all ramped up is the fact that if you're covered up and you see something, it's the forbidden fruit. And then you see something and it's a big deal. So I would imagine that most of your cruises are kind of couples cruises, right? Do you have singles that, do you have singles cruises where everybody's naked?
We allow singles, but I would say that our cruises are about 95% couples oriented. Yes.
Okay, yeah. See, Nancy, I understand.
What would happen? What is the procedure in place? Let's say a man is sleeping by the pool, and occasionally that thing that you discussed that we can't say the word
right
on the radio. A man gets wood while he's sleeping. Would someone come over and tap him on the shoulder and say?
Or tap him on something else.
Yeah, say, you know, excuse me, sir. Yeah, maybe it's time for a Tanner turnover.
Yeah, what about that? What about the whole question?
What if it happened naturally to a guy? What if you're just sitting there reading your book and some really beautiful women happen to walk by? What if you just couldn't stop yourself?
Well, you said the word right there, natural. It's a natural body function, and we don't take big issues. It doesn't happen. I think you made mention of the fact that the wet T-shirts and the strip tees and all of that, that's the titillating part. Once you remove the clothing, there's really a little left to that sort of imagination, and so it doesn't happen as often as you guys might think. And
Don, may I offer a little insight here also?
Sure.
As someone who, when he was in Las Vegas, actually stopped by Mandalay Bay's topless pool.
Yes.
And thank you, Rob. Thank you very much. The thing is, in that environment, and that's even more, I think, than these cruises, in that environment, you're fighting it with, I mean, it is probably the most mortifying thing that could happen to you. So your mindset is such that it's not going to happen because you're there and you're just not going to let that happen.
Let it happen.
Well, like, you know, get aroused.
Yeah. You're just not because it's,
but what if you're like,
because
me, Mike,
if you would, it'd be like if it happened on the,
what
you
if
know.
It's got a mind of its own,
you'd have to have a little control.
I have
you
no
have
control.
To have a little control. But then again, I wouldn't see you going on the Bare Necessities no. nude cruise either.
No, Nancy, last question I have for you, ma'am, and you've been very nice to be on the show. Do you yourself go on these cruises nude?
Good question.
I absolutely do.
And you enjoy the lifestyle?
Yeah.
And what makes it better?
Absolutely. I don't like that word, but I certainly enjoy
lifestyle.
I enjoy the option of being without clothing.
And people that
that's hot.
That's
so hot.
Have you gotten people that have never done anything like this before that go on your cruises and just say, wow, it was so much better?
I think that people who have never experienced clothing optional.
Could they do that? Would you recommend they try your cruises?
No, because it's a lot of money. What if they didn't like it?
Right.
It's a long swim.
So you want somebody who's actually experienced something clothing optional before then?
Well, one would think that if they're going to spend that kind of money, they're going to do something that they feel comfortable with. Right.
Darling, if I could be so bold, who is the celebrity that you believe you most resemble?
Thank you.
What?
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble, please?
We ask everyone.
We ask everyone.
You ask everyone?
Yes, everyone.
Yeah, and since
yes.
we're not the clothing optional kind of people, we like that. You know, we're more the wet T-shirt kind of guys.
If you would like to know, both Mike and I look exactly like filmmaker Michael Moore.
Yes.
So now that that's out of the way, who do you look like?
Oh, man. I know who I'd like to look like. How's that?
Oh, we'll take it.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Okay,
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Who do you really look like?
Yeah, who do you really look like?
That's what my husband says.
Oh, really? He said you look a little like Michelle Pfeiffer.
Well, according to my husband, but he loves me.
You sound a little petite. Are you petite?
Well, people have thought that, yes.
Yeah, I knew it.
You got a good body, right?
Not bad for a 53-year-old.
Hey, there you go.
Honey, can I tell you something? Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 48. You'd be right up my alley.
I'm sure I would be.
Do you make a lot of money with these cruises?
It's a living.
It's a living. She does. That's a yes.
Do you ever just go topless?
I guess I do.
That's hot.
That is hot. That is very hot.
That's hot.
Did you ever throw anybody off your Bare Necessities cruises?
We've had an occasion we've done over 43 cruises, and we've had one or two occasions where we've asked somebody to leave.
Huh. And that's because they go on, because they'd be like us, right?
Well, they had a different agenda in mind when they boarded.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah, right. Okay.
And that guy's name was Michael Hughes, wasn't it?
The truth be known, cruise lines have told me that's fairly regular occurrence for them to let people off their ships.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, I'm looking
so
at
we tend to be better behaved, I think.
You got a lot of very nice ships, the Holland America Amsterdam. That's a nice ship. You got the Carnival Legend, the Star Clipper. You got a website you want us to promote here?
Thank you very much. I'd love to.
Sure.
Simply cruisenude.com.
That's a good website. Good name. Very good name.
Well, Nancy, you're hot as balls, and thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you.
And you watch that mouth, Missy.
Y'all are crazy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We'd like to book a cruise for the CBS executives.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'd let them all off the ship at sea.
Nude. Nude. Covered with blood near the closest shark pit.
Can you see Hughes? I don't have any place to put my BlackBerry.
And as they're all being eaten by the shark, they have to scream the word erection.
To be safe.
But of course, they have to use it in the correct context. Oh, that building is a great erection.
They arrive on the ship, and you and I come to the ballroom at the captain's table dressed in pirate outfits. Well, we got a surprise for you. Arr, me hearty.
Oh, it's great working for the Pussy Broadcast System.
Yay!
Truly is. I never thought we'd get to work at PBS.
And we are. Here we are.
For God's sake.
Here we are indeed.
Can't say that word.
Right. You can say that word. You can't say it the way it was said.
Context. It's all about context.
I was surprised by that one myself. And then, hey, isn't it delightful when it all, oh, yeah. And I said to myself, I wasn't going to say this out loud. Okay. Oh, now it makes sense to me.
Think of the children we've saved, though, today by cutting out that word.
I hope that they're all sitting erect in their chairs right now.
I certainly hope so.
Whew. Well, we almost really pulled a boner there, but we managed to keep the show going, right? Uh-huh.
Well, sometimes it's hard.
I can't help it. I'm a dick. Okay.
Now, there are fingers right now all over the system. Boys. There are fingers like 1 inch from the button. So
less than that.
I didn't mean to be hard on her.
I understand.
Oh, God.
Golly gee, Willikers.
It's a mighty wind blowing.
It is.
That's quite a blow job outside.
That might have gotten it.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. You never know.
Who knows?
It's a crapshoot.
For God's sakes, I used to say that back when I worked on AM radio. Seriously?
Really? It was a different time.
Yes, you could get away with it then.
The more innocent.
You do the weather
time.
Forecast?
Well, there were a lot more around then. At least that's the way I look at it. You know, didn't say anything about tomorrow, but, you know, feeling the old AGE a little bit this year. First time. First time.
So much.
Yeah, I like the nostalgia today on the show. Yeah, back in those days, yeah, a lot more.
Yeah,
the good old days.
Good old days. Back in those good old days, we're like the other good old days. Yeah, have you ever noticed that? The good old days really were never really that good.
Oh, no, they never were that good.
Back in the time when you're now saying was the good old days, you said back then that 10 years before
was
the good old days.
Right.
Exactly.
Everything's falling apart.
And then before that was, you know, high school, college, and you didn't appreciate that those were really, as far as your life,
the best years of your life.
The best it was ever going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, most people listening to our show right now, I'm assuming they're adults mm-hmm. in their cars. Mm-hmm. Your lives as you know them have already peaked.
Best part's over.
Would you say 18 to 23?
I would, Mike.
Or would you limit it even more than that?
I'd go like 18 to 19.
18. That quick.
I'm not going to argue with
18
you.
18 to 19 would be the best year of your life.
Yeah, fleeting.
It's later now because you don't drink till 21.
21.
21.
But still, no, you got to go 18 to 21. You really do, because even at 18, you're still having fun and you're doing all that, you know, that high school stuff.
College was pretty good, though.
God, I'm thinking about my 30-year. I'm just thinking how, you know what it's going to be more than anything else? I really do believe this. When I walk in there, I know I'm going to have a good time. I know it's going to be fun. But I know that my initial reaction will be one word. Pathetic. Really? Uh-huh. Hey, how are you? We're closer to death now than we are to high school.
I know we had talked about it off the air. I would pay you money if you rented a wheelchair.
That was the gag that we had, that I was going to go. But not just any wheelchair, a motorized wheelchair.
Yeah.
You know, the only way it would work without the motorized would be if Carla pushed me. That would be, and you know, really, nobody can say anything.
I thought he sucked.
I haven't seen any of these people in 20 years. They wouldn't say anything because nobody knows about my life.
Right.
We're not heard up in that area of the country.
If you rented a motorized wheelchair, I would pay for it. I swear to God, I would pay for you to show up at your 30th high school reunion in a motorized wheelchair.
But you got to remember the second part of the gag is when anyone asks, how you doing?
I'm the luckiest man in the world. Yeah, that's the standard answer. I've never felt better.
Uh-huh. I'm the luckiest man in this room.
And then have Carla on cue after I say that, look at everybody and go, he's a fighter.
We're so proud of him.
He's a fighter.
Have you in an oversized sport jacket and a loosely fitting tie?
Well, I'd do it, but unfortunately that would require drinking before the event, and I plan to drink during the event.
You would get a great parking spot.
I would. Yeah. Good times, sunnier days. And if I can't find the wheelchair, of course, the crutches with the arm holders on.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And then I'd have to do a little creative choreography, if you know what I mean.
You do that walk.
You know I could do that.
You do that cripple walk better than anybody does, Mike.
Very simple. Knees together.
Point the toes in.
Toes out, nose together. You have to point the toes out. I know you think it's like this, like it's the duck walk.
Right?
No, it's more like this.
Do the walk.
Oh, look at that. You are right.
straight toes.
Right.
See, doesn't he walk like he's infirm?
Nobody does.
And then a little neck twist, too.
Except crippled people.
Hello, dear friends.
How are you doing?
Hello, classmates.
Look, there's Mike O'Mara.
Right.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
And I always speculate, like, at the end of the night, you know, when I throw them down, you know, and then, you know, maybe have Carly yell, he's been healed. How many people would I piss off if I did that? Who knows?
Or have a nasty fall.
Have a nasty fall, yes.
Could blame. Did you go to high school? Is it Chad Ram?
Chad Ram was not in my class.
Oh, the best one is the one yesterday. Everybody come and go, yeah. Wheelchair. Oh, hey, Mike, how you doing, buddy?
I'm the luckiest guy in the world, and that's all I would say.
Yeah,
that's all I would say all night, and they'd say, all he's saying is he's the luckiest guy in the world.
Oh, my God, it's Mike O'Mara. Look, he's in a motorized wheelchair.
Also, with the motorized wheelchair with the sunglasses that wrap completely around the face.
Jack Kent Cook glasses?
Yes.
It's Mike O'Mara and his nurse.
Jack Kent Cook glasses.
Oh, hey, Mike. Hey, how you doing, buddy? It's good to see you. How are you?
I'm the luckiest guy in the world. Right. And then, you know, if somebody would bring over a beer, Carla would say, no, no, please.
Oh, hold on. You forgot.
What's that?
The bib.
Oh, and I wear one of those bibs plastic. With the metal necklace that attaches to the blue bib.
Yeah, like you get at a dentist office, right? And it holds on with alligator
clips. Yeah, and I just have that over my tie.
That'd be good.
Over my tie, that's right.
And they could bring you a drink as long as you had a straw.
And, you know, and I'd wear a suit. I'd wear a regular suit, but I'd buy huge oversized sneakers. With Velcro.
Yeah, white. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have to be brand new because you don't do a lot of walking.
One can only speculate.
If only. Mike.
How are you?
I'm the luckiest guy in the world. And I'm curious.
All right, everybody. We got to. I know. It's time for the singing and dancing announcements.
Oh, very good.
I'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.